As sustainability director of the Eden project and involved in A Grain of Sand, I'm sure you're well aware, obviously, of all the climate change issues at the moment. But what effects does this have on like local coastlines in Cornwall and up to like in the country and global coastlines as well?
Okay. I don't think people really got their heads around what could happen to our coastlines. There are some amazing maps that you can find that from the Met Office that show what happens to the UK with stepped up climate change and sea level rises. The UN has already set out a message globally: build nothing within 1 meter of high water. But people still are. Now, that's indicating that that's going to rise. Now, you just apply that to Cornwall. Places like Loo will suffer. They already are, you know, on the south coast. You know, even tonight when I came in, you know, into the car park down there, the water was only like 6 inches below the top of that wall. So vulnerable properties are going to increasingly go underwater. The National Trust has a policy of managed withdrawal, managed retreat. It has properties that are flooded on a regular basis, and it's saying it can't keep going in and repairing. It'll just tactfully withdraw. And we'll see quite a lot of that. Up when you go up into places like Somerset, you're going to get massive areas. And on the east of England, you're going to get massive areas going underwater. And if, you know, I don't know the exact figures, but, you know, the London floodgates on the east end of London in the Thames, you know, imagine if London goes underwater. One high tide that breaches, you know, the gates there, and the whole, you know, you'd end up with half the tube network flooded because it's all underground. So then you take that up onto a global level, and, you know, there's islands going to go underwater, there's populations going to have to move from those islands. You know, Bangladesh and places like that are just suffering already. And in a way, we kind of need a few things, like Hurricane Katrina, when that happened. You know, that was slamming into main home state America. And in a way, it's a horrible thing to say, but we need a few more of those into our comfort zones. So for London to go underwater, you know, there's no way I want that to happen. But boy, would that wake us up.